This week we're going to be reading Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Pinchas and Eliyahu HaNavi were one person. We know that by both of them, in the beginning of the Parsha of Pinchas, it uses the wording Bekanoi Eskinosi. Pinchas was known as a kanoi, a zealot, as we call it in English, a person who was able to show extreme power and jump to do something that not everybody would do in a fiery display of loyalty to Hashem and rage against someone who's going against Hashem. And we find that Eliyahu HaNavi, in the case of Eliyahu HaNavi, this was the same thing. The Torah tells us about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was davening to Hashem that Hashem should withhold the rain, that Hashem should punish the Jewish people. We find that at one point he used the wording, Hashem, the Jews have forsaken your covenant, and therefore they deserve to be punished. And the Gemara tells us, and the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that because Eliyahu HaNavi used that wording, Ozvu es brischa, Hashem decreed that every single time there's a bris milah, Eliyahu HaNavi must be present to witness and to testify that the Jews are still connected to the bris, to show respect and loyalty and devotion to Hashem. And now we're going to clarify how what Pinchas did versus speaking against the Jews, in a sense, as Eliyahu HaNavi did, for which Hashem told him that it's time to prepare your student to take over. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Eliyahu HaNavi spoke against Klal Yisrael, even though he was right, even though they had sinned, they were worshipping idols, right after Eliyahu HaNavi said to Hashem that the Jews are sinning, they've forsaken the bris, Hashem said, you're right, prepare your student Elisha HaNavi to take over. Now we come to Pinchas. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, chapter 241, that when there is judgment against the Jewish people, we don't know how far it could go, how much destruction it can cause. You would think that the Midas Hadin, the judgment of Hashem, could wipe out the Jews completely. But Rabbeinu Zal says, that's not the case. The Midas Hadin of Hashem can't wipe the Jews out completely. In Masechtas Sota, page 9, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, and Hashem says, I'm going to use up all my arrows against them. So the Gemara says, look what it says. Chitzai kolim, vehei meinam kolim. The arrows are going to get used up, implying that the arrows are all going to get used. But he didn't say they ain't going to be there anymore. The Jews will continue to exist. That's when we're talking about the Midas Hadin of Hashem, the anger of Hashem, which is reflected in illnesses. The Gemara says when Hashem gets angry at a person, all of creation are his servants to carry out the punishment. It could be animals, it could be the Internal Revenue Service, it could be his wife, it could be his kids, a next-door neighbor, could be a billion things. Everything in creation is at Hashem's service to carry out, to mete out this judgment. But the judgment of Hashem, and this is the wording Rabbeinu Zal uses, does not have the ability to wipe out the Jews completely. Whereas a human being does have the power to destroy his friend completely. And it's for this reason that when there is a judgment against a person, chas v'shalom, and another person comes, a neighbor, a friend, a relative, or an unknown person comes and starts doing something against that person, then the judgment of Hashem steps aside. The angel that was sent, whatever messenger Hashem sent to punish the person, when they see a human being rise up to harm that person, they say, all right, I'm out of here. He'll probably do a much more total job than we will do. Once they step aside, the tzaddik goes in. He doesn't destroy him completely. He acts with kindness. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this is in fact what took place in the case of Pinchas. The pasuk tells us, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshiv es chamosi. He removed my anger. Hashem said, I was very angry when the Jews started intermarrying and having relations with the Midianite women. Bilaam had advised Balak, if you want to destroy the Jewish people, if you want to get Hashem really angry at the Jews, this is the secret. Send the women, send the non-Jewish women to entice the Jews. And when the Jews fall into that kind of sin, there's nothing that'll heat up Hashem, that'll get Hashem as angry as that type of sin. Pinchas, Heshev es chamosi, he removed the anger of Hashem. Bekanoi es kinosi besoicham. When Pinchas jumped in and he grabbed the reins, he took over. And as a result of that, I did not wipe out the Jews with my anger, Hashem says. Meaning, Rabbi Nezal explains, that Pinchas removed the anger of Hashem. When he showed this passion, this anger, this desire to destroy, and as a result of that, the Midas Hadin of Hashem was removed. Those angels cannot destroy completely, as we said before. Therefore, they prefer to have a human being step in who can be more destructive, more harmful. The Torah is showing us the great benefit that Pinchas did for Klal Yisrael. Pinchas was a tzaddik. He wanted to save lives, not destroy lives. He knew that by killing these two people, that by doing this, he would remove major Midas Hadin. He would save thousands and thousands of Jewish lives who would have been killed had he not done that. We should use the power that we have now of tefillah to daven for ourselves and all of our fellow Jews to do tshuva. And we should be zecher to get to see the complete and final Yeshua with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.